This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. It is hot in here. I'm being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. Look, be part of the conversation. Seriously. Did I do that? No, I didn't. Be part of the conversation. And I don't care if you write me, hop on the website, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You can send me an email. You can hop on the website. We've got a live chat room going on at the, what the heck? Yeah, it's going to be one of those nights. I can just tell. You can head over to Facebook, where we have a live Facebook page going on there as well, a live Facebook feed. Now, what's your... He said that they're about 68. It might cool it off in here enough for me to be happy. And I'm just kidding. And so you get involved in all, yeah, I'm sorry, all kinds of ways. Now, tonight, we're gonna have some fun tonight. All right, so in the second hour, Andrea Kay is going to join me. Got a lot to talk about. I'm telling you, got a lot to talk about with Andrea Kay. First hour, we're going to talk about the college. You know, we do this all the time. Now we're doing it every week. College campus crazies. Right, there is so much. Why is that doing that? It hates me. There's so much college. It's family hour. I know. All right, so there's so much college crap going on. Right, you got to pay attention to what's happening. You got to know where's your money going. Like, where is it going? Seriously, some of you are paying big bucks to send your kids to college, or, you know, our tax money, because some of those kids are going on grants or what have you. Isn't that exciting? No, I'm not talking, I'm serious, isn't it? I mean, the classes, we read some of the classes the other night that they were teaching at some of these colleges. You have to sit there and go, my God, who thinks of this stuff? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But Hannah, where did that come from? Hannah, God, Sherlocker, will join us. You're laughing because I'm trying to get the mouth and the lip to work the way it's supposed to, which is always a chore. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do. I really, really, really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us here. You know, where the heck? Always fun. Snap. What does it mean when the thing says snap on it? Does that mean that you're no longer connected to the interweb?
No.
Nah. Oh, God. God bless, save, whatever, America. This is just wonderful. The plan is working wonderfully, but not really. Look, I love how the... by the way, did you guys buy your ticket tonight for the lottery? You hear it's almost $1 billion?
I didn't buy it. Did you buy it?
I didn't buy it either. Somebody has to buy it to win, right?
You want to go get one?
So, yeah, why don't you do that? I'll wait here until you get back. And you go ahead and do one. Anyway, almost $1 billion. You know what? But don't you love... I listen to people talk today. I got to have some fun with this because some of you guys are going to go, you know what? He's right. You're talking to people and, you know, I should go buy a ticket. I mean, it's almost $1 billion. Like $20 million bucks or 10 million or even 5 million is not enough for you to get off your butt and go get a ticket, right? Think about it. Yeah. Now, your chances of winning, when it's this high especially, are like, I think somebody said it was 221 million to one, right? Yes, all you need is one ticket. I never win, though, and probably because I don't buy tickets, but, I mean, I still never win. I think they teased us in the early days, because when it first came out, I would buy a ticket here and there. You know, you'd hit it for $5, $10, $15. Oh, wow, hey, number's going up. But I just found it. I found it interesting. I'll put it that way. That people are talking about playing now because it's closer to a billion, like 10 million or 5 million or 15 million. Well, not enough to get off your butt and go get a ticket for it. Come on, seriously. Anyway, I do. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. So, somebody sent me, look at, do you see this picture? It looks like my head in this picture. Where is it? I just had it. Where'd it go? Right there. You see it? Doesn't that look like me?
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't it? Mm-hmm. God, I was sitting next to Mad Dog Mattis. We should tell people I have friends in high places. You know? Come on, where did those stories go? I'm sorry, people. When the computer does this to me, it totally throws me off. I could do it the old-fashioned way if you'd like. I can get papers out, right? Go scurrying through the papers. Try to get the stories that way. Can you sing?
No, I cannot.
You can't? Yeah. All right. Anyway, we'll get to it here. Come on. They're upset at Mad Dog. That's why that one came in. They're upset at Mad Dog Mattis. Because did you hear about this? He used disparaging terms in a speech that he gave. Now, I don't know, I'm not making fun of the military men, but seriously, if a military man is getting on somebody or something, you think he's going to use please and thank you? So apparently James Mattis isn't keeping private any of his feelings about what it means to serve in the U.S. Navy. In an August 9th speech, Mattis bluntly praised Navy sailors for their service, telling them it meant that you're not some... I can't say that. You're not some female body part sitting on the sidelines. How's that? That work? Huh? That's clean. Well, yeah, but it would be the same. You'll have some of the best days of your life and some of your worst days of your life in the U.S. Navy. You know what I mean? And people are upset about this. I think it's hilarious. Anyway, I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. And I'll have it together this time. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to the real side of GCN Live. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'm laughing because the corner of my eye, some of you know I have a TV going up, just in case, you know, breaking news happens or what have you. The left is totally unhinged, and not the generic left. I'm talking about MSNBC, CNN, ABC, DEFG, HIJ, KLNOP. All those stations are going out of their minds at Trump rallies. He's nasty. He sounds mean. It's terrible, the things that he's saying. What's he saying? You know, he doesn't have to go off on the media every single time he does a rally. He should go off on his accomplishments, what he's actually done. But you got these guys going out of their minds. If Trump delivers angry, divisive speech. Really? I think it was angry. I thought it was fun. Yeah, he was irritated at the press and a few others going after Mitch McConnell. Where's Mitch out of Kentucky or something? I don't know. Where's Mitch out of? Is that it? You don't know. Okay. So
it is Kentucky.
Is it Kentucky?
Yeah.
So Trump is going after Mitch. You know, oh, poor Mitch. Right? Well, if Mitch is doing his job, it wouldn't be poor Mitch. But Trump is going after Mitch, who I said to get rid of 2 years ago. I'm on record saying get rid of him. And Mitch won by 16. What is it? He took the state by 16%. I don't know what it was. Trump got it by 60. So if Trump's approval rating is at 60 and Mitch's is at 16, I think Mitch ought to do what Trump wants him to do. What do you think? Yeah? Any thoughts on that? I'm not the political hack in the room. I don't have a clue, but apparently neither does Mitch. Can't figure out how to get out of his own way. We're talking about Mad Dog Mattis and how he used nasty language. and I'm not disparaging our military men, please. But harsh language, what we would consider harsh language, I don't know. Don't have a problem with it. When you tell a bunch of Navy guys that they're not some blankety blanks just sitting on the sidelines, that actually makes them feel good about themselves. And why is it that some weenie that has absolutely no spine is now complaining about Mad Dog Mattis making that statement? Really? It didn't bother them. He goes on to say in his speech, that means you're living. That means you're not some blank sitting on the sidelines again. You know what I mean? Kind of sitting there saying, well, I should have done something with my life. He said, he went on to tell him, because of what you're doing now, you're not going to be laying on a shrink's couch when you're 45 years. I love this guy. Don't you love this guy? I mean, can you imagine, maybe if some of us, I'll say us so you don't feel so bad, maybe if some of us would have been like this with our children, they wouldn't be balled up in a fetal position in the corner of a safe room somewhere looking for a dog to pet. I kept it all clean. I was good. But he's right. You know, you're at 45 years old, you're not going to be on a shrink's couch looking for help trying to get through life. He goes on to say, you're not going to be looking at a shrink on what the hell did I do with my life. Why? This is the clincher. How you try to nail him. Right? He said, and the reason why you won't feel that way, because you served others. You served something bigger than you. Oh my God. This is a 180 degree thinking from how millennials think or how they were raised, right? 180 degrees from it's not all about you, little sugar boy. Okay? The world does not revolve around you. And maybe if you do serve something bigger than you, you might find you feel a whole bunch better about yourself. No, seriously. It makes you feel good to do things with others or for others. You get a sense of accomplishment. Anyway, we'll move on from that. But I thought it was great. I mean, I there was a dust-up over it. I'm going, okay, how bad can this be? What's the big whoop? And when I pulled it up and looked at it, I'm thinking, oh, my God, really? Have we really gone that far down the road? That something that appears to be distasteful is bad and mean? Look at the content of the speech. So the Secret Service, apparently, the rumor the other day was that that because of what they have to do for... Now, think about something. We're 7 months into this. Because of what they have to do for Donald Trump, they're running out of money. That's what they said. That's what the rumor was going around. And it's nothing but a big lie. When you think about it, what is different about the Secret Service today than when Mr. Oblamo was there? These guys have been having money with trouble for over 10 years. Not 7 months, 10 years. And the Secret Service, they're looking for salaries in excess of $180,000 a year. Now, look, I get it. These are field people, by the way. Don't take it the wrong way. Right? I'm glad the Secret Service is around. Don't take it the wrong way. But they're looking for an excess of $180,000 a year, plus the bennies. And when you talk about the Secret Service Director Randolph Ailes, or Ellis, he said funding for roughly 1,100 agents working overtime in 2017 is not the issue. And it can't be attributed to the current administration protection requirements. This has been an ongoing issue for over a decade due to an overall increase in operational tempo. Wow. Did you hear that? That was the sound of a whole bunch of libs just falling over. Because they ran with this title for 2 days. They were running with this title screaming about how it's because of this first family that we're having so many financial woes. Never said a word about the trips that Michelle Obama took. Not a word. Would she, remember? She had 21 friends. She went on the friends and family plan. On your taxpayer dollar, when Mr. Oblamo went to Europe, they went in two separate planes. I guess her 21 her 21 assistants couldn't all fit on Air Force One.
Maybe that's why I don't have any money.
There you go. I wonder if they had to protect every one of those people or just Mrs. Obama. But anyway, so they went to Europe. She went on a shopping spree. Remember that? A 5 or 6 day shopping spree. She wasn't with the president. So why did she even go? Who do you know that gets to go on a plane, go to Europe just for a shopping spree? Can you tell me of another president or first lady that did that? Now, his comments came after a report in USA Today in which Ailes was interviewed that the agency's funding problems were partly caused by the president's large family. Not true. Right? Obama was 31. They got 10 more people than Obama had. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. When we come back, college campus crazies. Don't miss it. You're going to love it. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back, and you could not do that. I don't think you could do that song today. That would all get in trouble. She's a brick. I don't know. What would you say? No, I'll get in a lot of trouble. Never mind. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always get a kick out of the stories that we do on, I think it's campusreform.org, right? And when you go out and look at their site, campusreform.org, God, my Boston came back, right? You see that Nazis are coming to Berkeley. You know what they're talking about, right? They're talking about Milo Yiannopoulos. They're talking about Ann Coulter. I mean, they're talking about all these people that are... All of a sudden, they're Nazis, right? The Stanford students, now they start disrupting the Whiteness Club, Black Unity Center, to provide Afrocentric environments. Think about what these people are doing. Brown University is now having they actually hired a student fundraiser to raise money, right, this, for illegal immigrants. This is why I say to you, college campus crazies. Hannah Sherlocker joins us. Take a listen. Always appreciate this time of the week. I told you, every week now we're going to do our campus crazies report. College campus crazies report. And, we've been doing stories about colleges from all over the country. We did the story last night about the University of Missouri, who are truly now in misery because they now have 2,000 less. They lost 2,000 students from last year to this year alone. That equates to about $30 million if you look at their tuition costs on the average there. And it's the only reason for it. If you talk to the alumni, if you interview the people that have left the school, it's because of their left liberal leaning propaganda that they're pushing down on the students to go there. So, these colleges believe that what they're doing is the right thing to do. The only irritant I have is at some point in time, they're going to be asking for more tax dollars to stay open. They're going to try to spend more of our money, waste more of our money, flush more of our tax dollars to shove this propaganda down the throats of your children. So make sure you've got to check out the colleges that your kids are going to. Otherwise, if you don't head over, you're not being properly informed. If you don't head over to campusreform.org and check them out as well. Hannah joins me every week. She's the program coordinator for Campus Reform. My screen just went blank, but it'll come back. She's a program coordinator for Campus Reform. Prior to joining Campus Reform, she spent her collegiate career at Liberty University working in advocacy and outreach. Hannah, thanks for joining me, as you do every week.
Thanks for having me again.
And this is, let's keep it clean. You don't have to take any drugs for these stories because they're whacked out enough as they are. I mean, seriously, the stuff that goes on these college campuses, I'm just amazed that people really don't understand what's happening out there. I'm going to do them kind of in reverse than what we talked about, because we kind of hit on this last night. The feminist professor that decided, that when we hold up the military, when we allow them to be honored at sporting events, probably any event really in her mind, she called it, and I said, they have to make up these words. These are words, if the dictionary was actually printed like it used to be 107 years ago, they couldn't afford to reprint it every year. It'd be so heavy, it'd take three people to pick it up with all the new words they come out with. It's militarized patriotism, right? What's that all about?
All right. So this is a term I had never heard of before gazing upon this wonderful article. But last week, we saw a political science and gender studies professor at Clark University write an article in which she claims that militarized patriotism was present at a Boston Red Sox game she went to. She said verbatim that she cringed upon seeing an American flag, and she bragged about not standing for America the Beautiful. And her whole argument was that patriotism is some type of weapon that marginalizes women while honoring men. And, she's claiming here that women are expected to be grateful to men and to the masculine state for offering them militarized protection. This is pure ignorance. The United States offers the greatest opportunity for all people, regardless of race, religion, or gender. And, as a woman especially, as a woman, I cannot be more proud to wave the American flag. Look at so many women in other countries who suffer real injustices, who don't even have permission to speak without their husband's consent, let alone protest their own country, which, by the way, American heroes fought for her right to do this.
Oh, right. Those men and women, don't get me wrong, but men fought for her right to be, say, stupid stuff, to say ignorant stuff, to be a professor in this country. Some countries, my God, as you said, even if she mentioned the fact that she wanted to go to school, she wanted to be educated, she wanted to be a professor, they might kill her for something like that if she pushed it enough times. I don't know if it's ignorance, pride, or what. What is it?
You know what? It's a trend that we're seeing on campuses across the nation. It's anti-Americanism, and we see it all the time at Leadership Institute's Campus Reform. Just a few months ago, the University of California banned the requirement of the American flag on campus. And last Veterans Day, we reported on students at Hampshire College burning the American flag to protest Trump, while students at Brown University tore American flags to shreds at a veterans memorial. And then just a couple weeks ago, we talked about Southern Methodist University moving a 9/11 memorial to a less populated area of campus to prevent triggering other students. So, if this trend of anti-Americanism continues, the next generation will lack the American pride and our sense of unity to come together to address problems and move forward. And we see the results last week at Charlottesville, what happens when we can't address problems and move forward.
No. I noticed a trend here, though. Do you ever notice that it's always the professors of, feminism or women's studies? They're always the ones that have to tear down the male presence or whatever. I don't even know what to call it, but they're always the ones that seem to want to attack the male side of the equation. And I don't get it. We've gotten along fine all these years, and we've made strides in equality when it comes to women and men. Am I just old-fashioned? I'm just not getting this, or what?
I completely agree with you. It is a trend. We do see it specifically with gender and all these ridiculous feminist studies. It's really, like you said earlier, it's a waste of taxpayer money that we are funding all of these frivolous studies that students are never going to use in the real world. When these students are indoctrinated in these feminist gender studies class, you're not going to be able to use that degree in the real world. It's just absurd. We reported on a story last week, where students can choose their own gender identity. That's a trend we're seeing all over. But, in the real world, students are not going to be hired when they don't even know which bathroom to choose. So really they're just being indoctrinated, and they leave campus more confused than when they enter campus.
Well, she says, I cringed when a mammoth Stars and Stripes was unfurled in the outfield down the beloved green monster wall. You know, what is there to cringe? And unless I'm missing something here, men and women died protecting what that flag stands for. That flag has been brought out, rolled out, ended up in countries to protect women, you know, and men. I don't get the logic behind this. And someday, I don't know, maybe I need a frontal lobotomy, and maybe it's the way I'm going to figure it out. I don't know. And I know I'm not the smartest guy in the room most of the time. So if you've just joined us, this is our College Campus Crazy segment, and we're doing these every week now. But we're bringing in people that actually live it. They're stuck in the heart of it. You can find out more, read more at campusreform.org. And I've got Hannah Sherlocker. She joins me, and she is a contributor and a program coordinator there at Campus Reform. Always have a good time when she's on. And, you know, people, Hannah, early on when I used to do the show and I do these kind of stories, you go, you're not telling the truth. That's crazy. Somebody's blowing it up. And no, it's not. You know, and now we've got professors at colleges that are soliciting support for a campus anti-fascist network. I mean, seriously, how about, can we do a pro-American, is it legal to do a pro-American network on a college campus?
Oh,
that's not acceptable.
Don't even say those words. That's so offensive.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
explain this. How do they get away with this? I just don't know.
So here we had two professors, one from Purdue University, another from Stanford University, got together and assembled a campus Antifa network. Idea is to kind of serve as a big tent for anyone committed to fighting the noble fight of fascism. So this group has actually gained a lot of momentum. It has over 200 members right now, and its actual goal is to drive fascists off campus. It's stated in their official syllabus created by the professors. And in the syllabus, it outlines tools for understanding and fighting fascism. And it also preludes the idea that fascism is a direct result of capitalism. We won't even go into that. That's a whole other segment. But
we'll be back more with Hannah Sherlocker from campusreform.org after this. Don't go far. We have a lot more crazy stuff to talk about. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Yes. I mean, you can't even blame it on cocaine use on college campuses, because my understanding is it's not as high. Get it? High. It's not as high, prevalent, whatever the word that you want to use is, I don't care, as it used to be. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let's get back to it. And you've got it here, our weekly segment, Campus College Campus Crazies. I'll get it right. You say it three times fast, see what happens. So like I said, let's get right back to it. I always have fun. You know, every week we're going to do our College Campus Crazy segment. We've been doing it for years, but, you know, again, you make fun of me. You tell me, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not out there. So we finally decided we're going to bring on campus reform, or, you know, representatives from campus reform. It's so far, and I hope it stays that way, because I have a good time with her. Hannah Sherlocker joins me, as she does every week. She's a contributor and a program coordinator there. Head over to camp. Wait till after this show. Head over to campusreform.org, and you'll see that these stories, you're going to read them, and you're going to go, come on, this is like an onion story, right? This is something you read or think or make up after you've had too many joints or something. I don't know, but they're not. They're real. And Hannah, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, we were talking about this fascist, you know, the anti-fascism group there on the colleges. You think they even know what fascism means? You think they even know what it is?
I don't think they know what fascism is, because today Cabot and I, we did one of our Man on the Street videos for campus reform, and we actually asked students to define fascism, because, you know, we were asking is violence ever okay in the name of fighting fascism? We asked them to, and they said yes. And then when we asked them to define fascism, they looked around. You could hear birds chirping. They really couldn't define it. And it's just, you know, that's the result of them being indoctrinated in college for 4 years, you know, throwing around these terms, just regurgitating what their professors say and not actually using logic and reasoning and learning these answers for themselves.
Yeah, never being called on the carpet, never being, you know, look at the pure term of fascism, right? It's a way, according to the dictionary, it's a way of ruling that advocates total control of the people. Now think about this. These anti-fascists, what do they want to do? They want to totally control you. They want to tell you how to think, what you can say, how you can say, when you can say, where you can work. I'm sorry. Again, I must have an IQ of, you know, -2 because I can't tie this together. I can't make it make sense in any way, shape, manner, or form. And poor kids on campus. That's all. I just poor kids on campus. I don't know what else to say. Mm-hmm. So, anyhow. The statues. You know, you see what's happening all across the country with statues. One of my jokes last night was these guys even went onto a campus where they had saints. They had statues of saints. And these guys defaced the statues of saints. And I'm saying to myself, do you guys understand? Those weren't slave owners. Those weren't Confederates. Those were saints from the church. So unless they made a comment against the Catholic Church, these low IQ voters actually went in there and defaced saints' statues. And now at Duke University, they decided if it looks like Robert E. Lee, it must be Robert E. Lee, and we must destroy it, right?
Right, yeah. This one was just sickening. It's a trend. It's, you know, the events in Charlottesville sparked, you know, madness of going and vandalizing statues across the nation. You know, we see at Columbia University students covering a Thomas Jefferson statue with KKK hoods, and then a Jefferson Davis monument tarred and feathered in Arizona, and then an Abraham Lincoln bust set on fire and defaced in Chicago. So now this is getting, you know, media nationwide coverage, but it's something we've been reporting on for a very long time at Campus Reform. You know, this vandalism is nothing new, but what these students need to realize that whether we keep or remove these statues, regardless of whatever we feel about them, these are expressive displays, and we cannot, by destroying them, we cannot change history. We cannot fail to remember things that our nation has gone through, whether that's good or bad. You know, America doesn't have, you know, the most innocent history, but, you know, neglecting to learn the true history and talking about the facts is a disservice to the students who, you know, they leave campus with a distorted view of history and an inability to solve problems rationally because they're taught to vandalize and destroy and yell rather than engage in dialogue and debate and discussion.
You know, one of the questions you should ask these people, not so much just the violence of it, is it okay to break the law to change the law? In other words, you know, you already had states that were turning, passing laws against certain Confederate symbols and what have you. These people decided to ratchet it up, and they're actually defacing public property. They're you know, causing taxpayer expense in the whole nine yards instead of fighting it properly. So they truly believe in anarchy then, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, if they don't like it, they believe they can just destroy it because their feelings rule over facts. Feelings rule over law. So this is what it comes to. We're seeing that this wave of student activism targeting statues and names and mascots and symbols all across the nation. It's a complete intolerance to anything that they deem offensive. At LSU, I believe a couple months ago, the students demanded a name change of their tiger mascot because the tiger is a symbol of white oppression. And then, of course, again, you know, at Brown, students vandalized the memorial because some people believe that the American flag is offensive. So what we're seeing is a complete shutout of anything remotely offensive. And we're going to, if it continues at this rate, we're going to have a nation with no statues, no symbols, complete whitewashed history. And it's going to be sad, and it'll be sad to see, you know, this continue in the next couple of years especially.
And everything is an offense. The horse, the white horse at, what was it, University of California, one of the horses there is white. The mascot is white. Therefore, that was racist. I'm thinking, okay, they want a black horse and a black rider. I mean, what do they want, and why is it racist? You know, everything now They're throwing out words like racist and homophobe and all this to our young people in the schools, and it's not helping. It's not furthering their cause. I don't know what makes them think it is. And when you talk to these young people on campuses, do they have a clue that this stuff is coming at them at a million miles an hour? I mean, or they just see it as reality, and it's just the reality of the day?
You know, I really don't think they understand it, because they have their go-to answers, their, you know, cliche buzzwords, buzzlines that they say, that they rehearse and recite. But when you actually question them and when you actually get them to analyze what they're talking about, they shut down and they don't know what to say, and they want to end the conversation there. But, you know, the future of democracy depends on respectful dialogue and compromise and the ability to explain their reasoning and be able to back up what they say with actual facts and logic. They can't do that. There's an inability to do that. They learn that in the classroom, and they take it with them in the real world. You know, and what we're seeing is America becoming more and more polarized. Both sides are unwilling to talk to each other, and now we're seeing violence as a result.
You know what I love about this? Think about something. They're totally against Nazism, okay? Most of these kids, if you ask them who Hitler was or what he did, couldn't tell you. But let's say they could tell you, right? So a lot of these college campuses also are anti-Semitic, right? They're trying to pull away from anything that has to do with Israel. So they're against Nazism, but they're also against the Jews. And Nazism and Hitler were all about eradicating the Jews. They are a confused bunch of people, aren't they? I'm just amazed. I would have a field day with them and probably get them to start having smoke come out of their ears, but that's not my job. Anyway, Hannah, how do people find you? How do they read more about these? They're great stories, people. If you really want some, I was going to say some lighthearted laughter, but it's not lighthearted. You will laugh at it because you won't believe it. But tell them where they can find some of these stories and more about you.
You can get your daily supply of campus craziness at campusreform.org.
And it's a great place to go. Like I said, if you're trying to get your blood pressure up because it's a little too low, great place to go read some stories. Hannah, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
You know, and again, like I said, we've been doing these stories forever and ever on this show. And there's never an endless, there's an endless amount, I should say, not that there's never, there's an endless amount of this crazy stuff that's going on campus. You're paying for this with your tax dollars. Yeah, come on, let that sink in for a second. Whether you want to or not, you're paying into this stuff with your tax dollars. What you need to do, you need to push really hard to make sure that the people that you're sending to Sacramento, the people that you're helping to send to Sacramento, and some of you are helping to send because you're not doing anything. How about we do something, right? What do you think? You know, we've got, we're so worried about ripping down statues of Lee, another Confederate, statues. How about we concentrate maybe on, I don't know, I'm just guessing here, North Korea maybe? What do you think? Maybe we should give that some attention? Or is that a lot to ask for? Maybe we should stay on our unemployment issues, making sure we get everybody back to work, or as many people as we can. I know, 4% it is at today, it's a big deal. It's a good number. It's a low number. But, you know, I beat out Obama for the U6 numbers, people that could go back to work and don't. They stopped looking. And those people move off of the regular numbers that the government looks at. How about we look into that? How about we find a way, we start to find a way to get those people to work too? Let's have, unlike the other GOP, maybe we could have a plan B to get people back to work. Maybe we could have a plan B to make sure that we get the tax cuts done and what have you. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Pleasure to be with you. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. Next up, Andrea Kay's up in the next hour. Don't go far. We'll be right back.